Canton Drop Forge in Perry Township has been fined more than $10,000 by OSHA after a July 2025 accident that killed an employee. 37-year-old Daniel Chavez of Canton was struck by an object at the factory on Southway Street Southwest. He was taken to Mercy Hospital with blunt force trauma and died a short time later. OSHA says the company failed to address hazards that contributed to his death. A 15-year-old Jackson Township male has been arrested in connection with two carport fires at Lake Cable Village Apartments. Officials say the fires, set Tuesday on South Boulevard Northwest and Wednesday on Lassiter Street Northwest, caused significant damage to multiple vehicles and carports. One person suffered a burn injury. Investigators ruled both fires arson. The juvenile is charged with aggravated arson and arson. Jackson Township police were assisted by the State Fire Marshal's office. The Marlington Board of Education approved an updated five-year financial forecast Thursday, showing a $134,000 operating deficit this year and a projected $500,000 shortfall in 2027. Treasurer Bob Foss cites state funding changes and higher food service costs. The board also approved a revised purchasing and bidding policy to align with state law, authorized flag football as an OHSAA sport, and awarded a nearly $73,000 contract to Final Floor of Sugar Grove to replace the middle school gym floor. They agreed to participate in a cooperative bus purchasing program, continue open enrollment for grades K-12, accepted $872 in donations, and received the first semester bullying report, which revealed one incident. Nimishillen Township trustees approved bills totaling $277,477 Thursday. WDPN's David Schurer reports.
According to Fiscal Officer Sandy Smith, the payment includes $153,045.71 as an annual lease payment on the newest fire truck. Final payment is due in 2029. Also authorized is enrollment in the Square Plus program for credit card merchant services and the payment of $550 for fire department leadership training at the Jackson Fire Expo. Trustees set two special meetings, one at 2 p.m. February 20 to discuss staffing and personnel in the fire department, and at 5:30 p.m. March 12, a work session on the zoning permit budget.
Demolition of the Stark Library location in downtown Canton is underway. Crews began taking down the Market Avenue building Tuesday. Demolition will last about 3 months. Construction on the new library is expected to begin in April. The library temporarily moved to the former Nationwide Insurance building last fall. The new main library is scheduled to open in 2028. Rick Hairston is the first head coach of Mount Union's new varsity women's flag football team. Hairston, a Hall of Fame athlete and veteran coach with over 30 years of experience, will lead the program starting spring 2027. A former Purple Raider standout in football and track, he has multiple All-American honors and high school championships. The new team will be Mount Union's 26th intercollegiate sport. Northeast Ohio Medical University is now accepting applications for a new master's degree in mental health practice. The program trains students to become certified mental health assistants, helping address Ohio's shortage of psychiatrists and other mental health professionals. Students will work under physician supervision and provide care in hospitals, clinics, and substance use programs. NeoMed President John Langell calls it a groundbreaking step to connect more Ohioans with timely mental health care. Applications for summer 2026 are now open. Sebring Library patrons can relax. The local branch will stay put. Recent reports about a potential move were based on recommendations in the Public Library of Youngstown and Mahoning County's master plan, but officials say there are no plans to relocate. The West Ohio Avenue facility underwent renovations last year. The Sebring branch serves thousands of residents with community programs and services for seniors and low-income families. A Wellsville man serving life in prison for raping a young boy is again challenging his conviction. 72-year-old Spencer Kidder has filed a petition in Columbiana County Common Pleas Court seeking to vacate his conviction or receive a new trial. A jury found Kidder guilty in September 2023 of 4 counts of rape, along with sexual battery and gross sexual imposition for abuse that spanned 6 years. His appeal was previously denied, and the Ohio Supreme Court declined to hear the case. Responses to the new petition are due February 20th. Goshen police have arrested two men in a theft spree involving over $20,000 in aluminum rims. Officers tracked a stolen U-Haul truck to Streetsboro, recovering rims worth nearly $9,000. The theft was one of at least 5 similar burglaries, with 225 rims recovered thus far. 33-year-old Bradley Thompson faces multiple charges, including theft, and 35-year-old Ronald Repke is charged with receiving stolen property. Both men pleaded not guilty during their arraignments Thursday. A former Canfield man faces new charges in a sexual assault case more than two decades old. 57-year-old Jack Sheets was arrested for an incident that took place in November 2000, where authorities say he allegedly used a baseball bat to beat and rape a 30-year-old woman from Poland. The original charges including rape and kidnapping, but a superseding indictment now adds repeat violent offender, sexual motivation, and sexually violent offender specifications. If convicted, Sheets could face life in prison. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.